Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Hey in the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. So the Mishnah, K-A-Z-Z-Z-Z, it really means K-Z-Z. They're just putting the word K-Z-Z into three words. K-A-Z-Z-Z, like which way? How exactly does it work? And the Mishnah now is going to bring us the example of doing a Maimer and then doing a Get, doing two actions, but when you have two different Yevamos. So says the Mishnah also, Maimer Bezu, Umaimer Bezu. He gave a Maimer to two different Yevamos, Shnei Gitim V'Chalitzo. Each one of them has to get a Get, that's two Gitim, and you have to give a Chalitzo to be poured to the whole household. Maimer Bezu, Uboal Lezu. He did a Maimer for one, and then did Be'il to the other. The Be'il there is too late, because it was a Maimer for the other before that. So Shnei Gitim V'Chalitzo, you have to have a Get for the Maimer. You have to have a Get for the Be'il, which is the Be'il Psula. You have to do Chalitzo, because they're both not fully effective. Maimer Bezu v'get Lezu. He gave a Maimer to one and a Get to the other. Both are semi-Kinyan or semi-Chalitza. Tzricha Get v'Chalitza, you still need a Get for the Maimer. And a Chalitza, because she's still not, none of them is completely out. Maimer Bezu v'Chalitza, so he did a Maimer for one and Chalitza to the other. Harishon Tzricha Get, so the Chalitza was effective. But the first one still needs to have a Get in order to get out of the Maimer. Halacha Vav Zok Mishnah. Get Lezu v'get Lezu, you give Get to the two Yevamos. Tzichus Yemen Chalitza, they still need Chalitza because Get is not enough. Get Lezu u'bo Lezu, you did Get, and then you did a Be'ilo. The Be'ilo was after the Get, it's too late. Tzichus Get for the Be'ilo v'chalitza. Get Lezu u'maimer Lezu, so each one he did something which is only half. Tzichus Get v'chalitza, so you need to have Get for the Maimer and Chalitza for both. Which means one Chalitza that will be effective for both. Get Lezu v'chalitza Lezu, you get for one Chalitza to the other. At that stage, after Chalitza, there's nothing because the Chalitza was effective. There's nothing more to do with the Baal Saget. She needs a Chalitza. One Chalitza is always effective in the entire household. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Ketzer HaSamayim v'choli. Now the Gemara goes on and goes back to the Sugya before the Mishnah. This happens a lot in the Yerushalmi, which was not so organized, that the Matpisim, the ones who printed the Gemara, they made mistakes and they put the Mishnah in the wrong place. So the Mishnayos we just learned doesn't really belong here, because this Gemara that we're going to learn is a continuation of the Gemara before. What did we learn right before the Mishnah? We learned the Shita of Rebbe, the Maimer can be done Baal Korcho. He could give Maimer even if the Yevama does not want to accept it. Says the Gemara, Al Daita the Rebbe, Ma'u shiye maimer lamentesha. So if you hold that a maimer is bal korcho, meaning you don't have to have das, what about a 9-year-old, meaning a child, who's not an adult? Can he do a maimer as well? Once you say that maimer doesn't need full das, does it have to have the das of the yotam? Do you need das over there or not? Says the Gemara Davlam Beis Udalif, bi as godol gemers, uma amoro koinim shayir. When you talk about an adult, the bia is a full kinyan. The maimer is only semi. Now let's continue on. Bias katon, what do you have with a child? Koino mishayer. The bia of a katon is not so effective because he's not an adult. It's really equivalent like a mimer. So if you're going to tell me that he has a mimer, so the mimer is koino mishayer, u'maimer will do the same thing like a godol, which means only a semi-kinyan. Ma ben bias la ma moroi. Meaning, you can't say that there's a mimer for katon, because then what will be the difference between the bia of the katon and the mimer of the katon? Some said it in a different nusach. The bia of a gadol and bia of a katan are very different. The bia of a gadol is koine. The bia of a katan does only a semi kine. What about a maimer? The maimer of the gadol does only semi. What is if the maimer of the katan does as well semi? So they're exactly the same. So in these two questions comes out that it seems the Gemara is concluding that a maimer of a katan is not going to be effective. Continues the Gemara and says, Shmuel Amar Divrei Rav Meir, Shmuel says the name of Rav Meir, also Bias bin Kotei Shoni V'Yemechot Kemaimer Begodol. A Bia of a child is like a Maimer, as we said before. V'Kamodat, Kemodat Omar, also Bias bin Tei Shoni V'Yemechot Kemaimer Begodol. The same you say that his Bia is a semi-Kinyan like a Maimer. V'Kavoso Nasa Chalitos bin Tei Shoni V'Yemechot Kemaimer Begodol. So his Chalitos should be the same. Meaning it pushes off the Yevamo. Then now you cannot do a kinyan in any one of the tzaras, but it doesn't release her. That's where a mayor holds. So chalitza of a 9-year-old, meaning of a child, is nothing. Why the bia is effective and the chalitza not? Says more she can bia koine bin ledas bin shol das, because bia is koine bin das bin shol das. We don't have to have a full das there. So the katan who does a bia, it's somewhat effective. But now the chalitza b'day shoni v'yamechol can get begodol. You want the chalitza to be effective. If a chalitza begodol any poter esel das, but chalitza does need das. So a chalitza of a katan is nothing because you don't have das there. Das is one of the component of the chalitza. Halacha Zayin zok the Mishnah, cholatz and cholatz, one yavam the chalitza to one yavamo, then the chalitza to her tzara. Or cholatz, and then vasa maimer, or afterwards nosaget, or afterwards baal. After chalitza, he tried to do something. Or, oi, baal the baal. He did behila for one of the yavamas, and then behila for the tzara. Or baal for one, vasa maimer to the other, or nosaget, or cholatz. Ein achar chalitza klum. There's nothing after the chalitza. Bin yovam echad l'shtei yevomis. Bin shtei yevom l'vom echas. Doesn't matter if there was the if it's we talk about one yovam and there's two yevomis over here, or you have two yevomim and there's one yevom. And once you did the chalitza, and as we saw earlier, once you did the bila was first. After that, nothing can work. Locha chesok the mishnah. Cholatz v'hoso maim. Bin chalitza. And afterwards, either the maimer or no saget the ball. Oy, ball, vosa maimer, no saget the cholatz. The din is, einacha chalitza klumim, metchila bim, emtza bim, masoif. Here's the difference between chalitza and bi'ilo. Chalitza, once you do the chalitza, there's nothing afterwards that can be effective. Bim, metchila, if the chalitza is first, for sure afterwards, you can't do anything. Once chalitza was done, it's over. But bim, emtza bim, masoif, even in the chalitza came after the maimer or came after the get. Once the chalitza was done, even though the chalitza was a chalitza psula, wasn't so effective, after that you can't do a thing. Habihilo, but behilo is different. If the behilo was first, before anything else, after that, she's a konnoi, and the yibum is finished. But if it's not first, if it's second or third, then after behilo, there's still something that can be done. If someone gives a maimer after behilo psula, the maimer is chal. It will require a get. Be'ila doesn't take away the next stages if it's a be'ila psula. Rabbi Chemia holds, chad be'ula v'chad chalutzo, doesn't matter if it's a be'ila or chalitzo, be'im betchilo, be'im emtza, be'im besoif, doesn't matter if it was first, second, or third, meaning the first stage, or right after the maimer, after where they get, and achem klum, once you do the be'ila chalitzo, you can't do anything else. Continue now in daf lamed beis, amud beis. Cholatz v'osamayim v'chulei, Sigmund Taman Amrim, Divri Rem Nechemio, Bia Psula Preteris. Meaning, not only that after Bia Psula, Rem Nechemio holds, that you can't do a Maimer get, but after the Bia, it's over. Even though it was a Bia Psula, even though the Bia was done after there was a Maimer get, it's still effective. It completely takes away the Zika. And the Gemara continues to explain this. Aldai did the Rabbanan de Tamon, according to Rabbanan of Bovil, what your Yirmiyah hold is, Bia ben Shilacha, Maimer ben Shilacha, get Proteris. Doesn't matter if after Maimer I get, Bia takes away the Zika. Aldai did the Rabbanan de Ochol, according to Rabbanan over here in Eretz Yisrael, Bia Shilacha, Maimer Proteris. Shilacha, I get in the Proteris. If it's a Bia after Maimer, it does work. It is effective. But if it's after I get, then it's not effective. Because they get to go a little bit away the Zika. Says the Gemara, V'loi shomar domar avhilo v'shav yechadon, v'av nechemyo, v'av shimin, v'av gamliel, according to the Gersa of Reb Chaim, omru dova echot. Be Rabbanon over here, didn't they hear that we said that all these three mandomarim said the same thing? What is the three mandomarim? Reb Gamliel is the one who says, ain't maimer acha maimer. Once you do a maimer, you can't do another maimer. So you see that a maimer is kreide kiryat gomor. Reb Shimon is the one who has a suffix. What does Maimer do? Either Maimer does full or does nothing, as we saw before. So he holds as a tzad that Maimer does a kiryat gomor. And what is Reb Chebio? The Tanya says in the Braiso, Sholosh yevomos liyovam echot, but there's three yevomos waiting to have a yivum, and there's one yovam. Also Maimer bezu ubal lezu, and the Gersa of Chaim is v'notan Maimer lezu. So he started with the Maimer, then he did Be'ila, and then he did another Maimer. The first one needs a get to take away the mimer and a chalitzo. Meaning this bi'ilo, which is not a kosher dik bi'ilo. Why not? Because there was a mimer done before it, to a different yavama. It's still effective that after that, the third yavama cannot receive a mimer. The mimer doesn't do anything. Because the bi'ilo takes away everything else, even though this bi'ilo is not affected to be koine. So meaning we're treating this be'ila to be equivalent to a mimer, and after that you have nothing else. And the Gemara says like this. Chalitzo, who ruins it for kiuno? It's really effective here in a bad way. We're going to skip here the next words according to Rav Chaim. After chalitzo, that is not doing such a great job, so to speak. It makes her pasul kiuno. After that, there's nothing that can happen. Pio sheinu pasaltam kiuno. Pio that doesn't poisel her from a kiuno. Meaning, it makes her it's a pure thing. And there's no negative effect in it. So of course after that it should not be anything. So once it's Be'ila, you're done. So what do you see from here? You see, even though Be'ila is a Be'ila Psula, which is equivalent to a Mimer, after that there's nothing. After that there's no, you can't do anything. So you see that after a Mimer nothing should happen. So Rabbanan that said the Be'ila that comes after a Mimer does work. That's a question for what we just said now. The Kurtam Nechemio, even the Be'ila Psula afterwards, though they can work, it's equivalent to a Maimer. So once you have a Maimer, nothing should work. So Be'ila Acha Maimer should not work. And Rabbanon, the Hacha, they said the Be'ila after Maimer does work. And just to end the Brayso, something more says Rabbanon, the Argar of Nechemio, they say also Bekrovas Shloishtam. They all were affected. The first Maimer, the second Be'ila, and the third Maimer, they all had some effect, but not a full effect. So they all create some problems, meaning that now he's also Bekrovas. Each one of them needs his own get, and one chalitza, which is effective for the entire household. With this, we conclude the fifth parak of Maseches Yevamos, Hadranoch Perek of Gamliel Oimer, Hadranoch Perek of Gamliel Oimer, and with this, we conclude Yushami Yevamos, Daf Lamed Beis.